Instagram stories for Friday, January 2nd. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. Over the past couple of episodes, Jen Lehner and I have been talking about the best things we saw for the past 12 months when it comes to social media, AI, and marketing. And in this episode, we're going to talk about our favorite innovative marketing campaign we saw throughout 2025. We'll also get into our favorite social media accounts and start to make predictions for social media in 2026. All of that plus more on today's episode, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Here's Jen Lehner and I talking about our favorite innovative marketing campaign over the past 12 months and our favorite social media accounts currently. Jen, what was your favorite innovative marketing campaign?
I feel like there's been so many, but there are two that I thought were really cool. I'm sorry, I keep cheating. I mean, you're like, pick one, and then I'm like, I have three. It's not fair. You're totally sticking with the one, but I couldn't pick, okay? So Duolingo killed their mascot. So this was back in February, and they orchestrated this theatrical death of their mascot, his name is Duo. And the staged narrative began with mysterious announcements, and then it evolved into this collective mourning, and then it culminated in a community-driven resurrection. And it was crazy. And if you Google it, you could see if you happen to miss it, you can Google it and check out some of the videos around this. But it was just genius. And I think, you know, aside from the fact that this was really smart, and because then that sort of segued into them selling all these plushies and all this merch, and it was just very, very effective campaign. It made other brands like Wendy's bring out their mascots and sort of play them up more than they had in the past. And I think what all this points to is that we want to root for someone. And even if that's just, we all want to come together and get behind something together, right? Like as a team. And I think, and we're starting to see more of that. Like that feels good. Like let's all come together and support, even if it's just this dumb little mascot. So I thought that was kind of fascinating. And then the second one,
Can we stick on the owl for 1 second? And I'm so glad you picked this one, because if I remember right, to resurrect the owl, everyone had to use the Duolingo app together to do it 1.5 million times, whatever the number was. And so to your point, this is a sense of community, but what a great way to get people to open up the app if they haven't used Duolingo. Maybe they were using it for, you know, a few months in preparation for a trip and then they stopped using it or whatever. What a great way to get people back involved in the app. So now they care. Now they, just like you said, they have that sense of community. I think that is absolutely a brilliant marketing strategy to get people to care about your product and your brand again.
Yeah, it was so good. And then the other one was RX Bar's BS filter. Do you know about this?
I don't. I'm familiar with the RX Bars. I don't love them, but I know what they are.
So RX bars, their big thing is there's like four ingredients. It's like, and it says it on the wrapper. It's like two egg whites, two dates, and four figs or something. That's their thing. And so this just was such a smart idea. So they created this Chrome browser extension that removes corporate jargon from social media. So it's a BS filter. And so, of course, this was like perfectly aligned with their no nonsense brand. And, you know, who would have, you know, like it just shows you could bring anything into your marketing campaign, a Chrome browser plugin. Love it.
Right. That's so creative. I picked the Jet2 Holiday, which if you don't know what that is, you've probably heard the clip. Nothing beats a Jet2 Holiday. And people made remixes off it. And it turns out it's from a commercial where they're advertising the ability to travel and get a discount of £50 per person. And the company's been using the same audio clip for 10 years. So people in the UK where they hear this ad are so overhearing it. They're so sick of it. So the fact that this became so popular and people were making their vacation videos and ridiculous things they saw on their trips with this sound was really funny. But I thought, this is really playing the long game when it comes to marketing, because this company's been using the same audio for 10 years. I never heard of this company, but this summer, now I know who they are because I saw so many travel videos to this clip. So it says to me, sometimes if you stick with one marketing thing long enough and you annoy people with it, eventually it will blow up. I don't think that's the lesson I'm supposed to learn, but that's what I took away from the Jet2 Holiday.
Love it.
Let's move on to your current favorite social media account. Jen, who have you been following in 2025 and really enjoying?
Okay, I only have one answer for this because, and it's, you know, it's not useful in any way. It's just 100% pure entertainment. And that is Andy Marie Tillman, and specifically her character, Patsy. Patsy, the courthouse clerk. And if you know, you know, and she's probably not everybody's cup of tea. She's got this, she's very Southern. She's from Appalachia. And but she's incredibly talented and she has all these different characters that she does. And but this character, Patsy, I mean, sometimes I will, you know, I don't just wait for her to show up in my algorithm. I go and search to see if she has any new content. And I think that that kind of that's when you know that like your content is good is when people are, you know, they're not waiting for the For You page. They're going to go and find you. And there was one for business and, it's at Digital Samaritan. And this is a guy who recently has come across, has gotten my attention and he just does really quick reels of showing you interesting use cases for various AI stuff. And so great little nuggets that he shares. How about you?
So I picked Amy Poehler. I've been following Amy Poehler for a while, but this year she launched her podcast. And she's had a ton of great interviews. She's had Tina Fey on, Idris Elba, Natasha Lyonne. And one of my favorites was the Jonas Brothers, because although I'm not a huge fan of the Jonas Brothers, halfway through the interview, Nick Jonas realizes that Amy Poehler is from the movie Inside Out and that she is Joy. And if you haven't seen the clip, go watch it. Nick Jonas just halfway through the conversation, they're just talking about things and he goes, "You're Joy." And she goes, yes, I am. And continues with the conversation, but he has that real aha moment and you see it on camera. And it's so funny because if you have watched animated movies, sometimes you think about who the voices are. Sometimes you don't, or it just hits you out of the blue. And you got to see that in real time when it hit him. So I've been really enjoying Amy Poehler's content and her guests. Her podcast overall is definitely a recommend.
Awesome. I'm going to definitely check that out.
Okay, I'm going to stop it there for a second. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Jen Lehner and I are going to get into our 2026 predictions for social media. Stick around. Welcome back. Here's Jen Lehner and I getting into our predictions for 2026 for social media. All right, let's move on to our predictions for 2026. Let's start with social media. What are your predictions for 2026 when it comes to social media?
Okay, so this goes back to the Whatnot app that I was talking about earlier. And it's basically a space where people are selling live. And it's like QVC or Home Shopping Network. And I think all of that is going to explode because these people, so when you go on to Whatnot, one of the things that you'll see is you'll see these young people. There's a lot of like, when I say young people, like 18, 19, 20 year old, I'm going to say kids who are in a warehouse and there's like hundreds, if not thousands of shoe boxes, like in the warehouse behind them. And they're, you know, they're all the best new sneakers. There's On Clouds and there's, you know, all the brands. And they get on there and they're selling and they're so good. These kids, like, they've really figured out how to sell really well. And my point is these kids are making millions of dollars doing the most basic, pure kind of commerce. The only difference is, you know, so 200 years ago, that would have been like, you know, someone selling what on the street, right? Like a peddler selling something on the street, one-to-one. You know, here's my cash, here's your item, have a good day. Now these kids have access to the whole entire world through a portal we call the internet, you know, and they're making millions of dollars selling stuff through these apps. So I'm completely fascinated by it. And I'm very, very intrigued. And I do think this is it's going to get even bigger.
What I like about that is there's a element of scarcity, right? Once they sell the product and someone buys it, it's gone. It's not like they have hundreds or thousands of the same exact item, right? I think they're all, you know, multiple varieties of shoes, for instance. So if you jump on it in that second and you get it, it's yours. If you get outbid or whatever, it's not. So that ability to sell quickly in the moment and give people that fear of missing out, if they don't get that product right then and there, it's gone. I think that is going to be something that people are more interested in and spend more time so they can get that one of a kind gift or that item they've always wanted. And it's only available that one time.
Yeah. And on that particular app, they've done it so well. I've really been studying it. So like it, as the buyer, you know, you're pretty well protected and they're required to send it out like really quickly. I think they have to send it to you within 3 days. It's really cool. What about you? What are you thinking?
So I have two predictions. And the first, in discussing this interview that you and I are going to do with my wife, and we were talking about what ideas we had for 2026, she gave me one, which is that she thinks people will go analog and focus more on their social privacy, trying to plan analog events with close friends and family, less about showing a glamorized lifestyle and more about just genuine experiences and genuine conversations. The ugliness, the rawness, the grittiness of it. She thinks that's going to be a trend for 2026. And honestly, I agree. I've seen events where people plan no phone parties and you have to leave your phone at home or in the car or whatever. And I see that as something that will grow. I picked that there will be more social media on televisions. Obviously, YouTube has been on the TV as an app for a while. The usage of that is higher than Netflix and Hulu and all the other ones put together. TikTok has a TV app and Instagram just announced that they are doing a test for their TV app as well on Amazon devices first. And so I think that's going to be a more community driven, like you watch TikTok videos or Instagram videos on your television with your family as opposed to an isolating event. And so I think that's going to be something that we see more of in 2026.
I agree. I agree on both fronts. I agree with Lauren. I agree with you. Yep. Good take.
Okay, I'm going to stop it there. But if you want to hear the rest of that discussion, which includes our predictions for AI and tech in 2026, I will include the link to listen or watch the entire episode. You can watch it on YouTube or listen to it through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or however you get podcasts. Be sure to come back next week when we restart the news cycle on Monday. As always, thank you so much for listening.
Let's get it. The year was 2013. You posted your first pic and you're glad your post got seen. Your friends liked it too, but what you didn't know is what posting on that platform would do. Taking all your time and attention, doom scrolling, also let me mention. You gotta post on every platform, putting content on every set just to conform. Likes gave you validation and you got hooked. Now engagement is down, you feeling overlooked. Hey, keep coming back for more podcasts. And find me on Instagram at Daniel Hill Media.